This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Reminder, don't let your dogs roam free in your vehicle while you're driving. Huron County OPP have issued a warning. Don't have loose dogs in a vehicle. Happened over the weekend. There was a crash because a woman was holding her puppy while she drove her Cadillac Escalade. Lost control of the puppy. They get a little squirmy at times, Jim.
Yeah.
Fell down into the wheel well, and she lost control of the vehicle trying to get the puppy back.
Boy, what a stereotype on wheels. Hey, the cute little dog on your lap driving an Escalade.
And it was a pink Escalade. And she was legally blonde on her way to the courtroom.
Oh, God. I've seen that every once in a while. Somebody driving down the road with a dog on their lap. And it makes me cringe every time because obviously it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Like it's getting in your way. But also if that airbag comes out, like you accidentally get in a tiny fender bender, that dog is going to be crushed against your chest. And that's something you will never get over.
How do you travel with your dogs? Do you have a cage or something if you need to get them somewhere?
Just throw them in the back seat. I try to keep them back there, but then like while you're driving, they'll crawl up between the center console and sit in shotgun. So it's, you almost need a net in between, and it is distracting trying to like keep them back. So you turn the airbag off on the passenger side.
I saw a picture somebody posted online. They had the net up between the front and the back, and the dog was still trying to get through the front. So face was like, oh, banged up in
the net. It's like pushing Play-Doh
net
through a spaghetti thing.
Exactly. Without,
and it's only halfway through.
I always get nervous when I see dogs in the back of pickup trucks.
Yeah, I do too. But I love it. Like when a guy goes like, hits the side of the truck and the dog hops in the back.
Right.
But is it that much more dangerous to be inside the car?
Well, the back of the truck, if the dog sees a ball or a stick that it wants, it has the ability to jump out.
Yeah, yeah. You stop at a stoplight and a squirrel runs by, darts up a tree.
Right. Well, just
trust your dog.
Secure your dogs because over the weekend, a little puppy caused an accident in Huron County.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
You know, at the end of the year, all the lists come out, like the
Best TV shows.
Top this, top that of 2022. Well, I've got a list here. It is the funniest ways that men injured their junk in 2022. And a little warning here on a couple levels. One, we're going to be talking about injuring junk. So if you have anyone in the car that is maybe a little too young to handle that kind of visual, we've warned you. Also, just anyone who's got junk may squirm a little bit listening to some of these.
Especially if you have an old junk injury, you know, that happened. And every
flashbacks.
Once in a while you hear about a new one, you go, ooh.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission keeps a running tally of ER visits in the United States with descriptions of how each person got hurt. So somebody went through all of these ER visits and narrowed down the funniest ways that men injured their junk in the past year. Number 15, guy was playing basketball when a baseball from a nearby field flew over and hit him in the crotch.
Wow.
Out of nowhere.
Nobody could have predicted that one.
Wrong place, wrong time. Here's another one. Guy got hit in the groin with a soccer ball. This is number 14.
Happened to me millions of times.
Then again with a football later that day. So he got multiple
two-sport
balls
athlete,
to the
obviously.
Balls.
Yeah.
And then had to go to the hospital.
The football's got to be worse because I've been hit with a soccer ball a million times, but at least it doesn't have a pointy end.
Yeah.
That's a lot of PSI if it hits you right in the right spot.
Number 13, man lying in bed with a handgun leaned forward.
Oh, no.
Gun went off. Eek. Some guy ended up in the ER after putting a zip tie around his junk while getting it on with
just
his girlfriend.
Curiosity. We've all thought about doing it around our finger. I know a guy, when I was in grade school, there's something they put around pigs' tails so they fall off. You put it around, like it's a very tight,
like a castration elastic.
So they'll put it around their tail or around, like you said, their castration spot. And one of my buddy's little brothers put it on his finger and they could not get it off. It started turning purple.
Okay, we'll do two more here and then we'll take a break from this because it's a little, I'm starting to get, you know, the feeling in your stomach when you get kicked down there?
Yeah, like you're going to throw up?
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of getting that just talking about these. Number 11, ways guys injured themselves in the junk in 2022. Some guy tried a home circumcision.
I mean,
it's your own fault.
You gotta know.
There's some things you gotta hire a professional for.
A cigar cutter just ain't gonna do it, no matter how much you rubbing alcohol on it.
And, oh, this is the Austin Powers, they call this one. Number 10, a man was using a penis pump and suddenly heard...
So these are real things?
These are all real ER visits.
No, the penis pump is a real device?
Yeah. Haven't you ever read the back pages of an adult magazine, Jim?
It's a little before my time, I gotta be honest. Didn't quite get to the classifieds.
Send away for them in the mail. They deliver them discreetly.
And they're all built in Sweden, right?
That's not good. Just a warning, we're talking about getting hit in the junk. So if there's someone in your... vicinity that can't handle that kind of talk. I don't know if I can handle it, to be honest. We've already had 10 stories about guys getting injured in pretty crazy ways.
A couple self-inflicted gun wounds, you know. Never good.
The accident with the Swedish penis pump. Whoops. Consumer Product and Safety Commission runs a tally of ER visits in the U.S., and somebody sifted through them and found the funniest ways men injured their junk over the past year. This is a threefer. Number 9, one guy got his groin piercing caught in a car door as he was slamming it.
That's why you don't drive a Jeep naked.
Another guy got his caught in a dishwasher door. Third guy also slammed his junk in the fridge.
Man.
Midnight snack?
I guess if you pierce that thing, you're probably naked as much as possible, because why else would you?
Number 8, guy was having a pillow fight with his dog. Dog lunged for the pillow and missed.
Oh, boy.
Accidentally bit the wrong spot. Ouch. This is comical. Man was working out with his friend. When an elastic exercise band slipped out of the friend's hand and struck him in the groin.
Accidentally. Sure.
Number 6, man was sitting on the toilet holding a nail file, leaned forward to grab toilet paper, stabbed himself in his own business.
Oh my God. Those are the embarrassing ones, too, where you do just some mundane thing and have a serious injury.
Number 5, guy got caught in his zipper. Did the old something about Mary. We got a bleeder.
Good God.
It was still stuck in the zipper when he showed up at the hospital.
That's when you can feel when you hear it.
Number 4, man accidentally ran straight into the tip of a mop handle. I don't know if I'll ever do chores again between the mop handle and the dishwasher door. Dad got karate chopped in the groin by his kid 10 days later. It still hurt, so he went to the ER. You almost got to congratulate your kid. That's one hell of a karate chop.
Sure, sure. I feel like it always happens when you're lying on the couch and the kid is trying to play.
Sneaks up on you. Yeah. Guy was using a French press when it shattered and spilt hot coffee all over his crotch.
Whoa. Too bad he didn't order it from a drive-thru because he could have a great lawsuit on his hands.
And the number one funniest way a man injured his junk in 2022, guy went to the ER because he had been scrubbing himself too hard with a loofah. Was there a hole cut in the loofah?
How dirty was your junk?
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Today is National Gourmet Coffee Day, Jim. You do like some coffee. I see you sipping on it here in the studio every day. Are you a gourmet coffee guy?
No. Mine's Maxwell House. I buy whatever is on sale at the superstore, as long as it's under $10, $9.99, whatever it is.
That's your wheelhouse.
Big time. So, and if it's $9.99, I'll buy two, and I have another one in my car. So I buy the cheapest coffee possible, and I drink it black. So I'm the opposite.
Hold on, you've got another tin of coffee
in my car.
In your car.
So I'm, yeah, just in case. And it's not even good coffee. So the only way I could be less gourmet if I did the instant coffee where you heat up the water first and just put a spoonful of the stuff in there. Because I never go to Starbucks, or I don't even know how to order like fancy drinks.
Frappa Macca, yeah. Schmacka Chinos.
Not my wheelhouse. Because you rarely drink coffee. Like if I get you a coffee from Timmy's, it'll always be a small decaf, just yeah. for something to do.
And maybe, listen, I'm a decaf guy. We've talked about this. I get jittery. I have dealt with ADHD my whole life. And if I start drinking caffeine, I go sideways.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy the taste of coffee and I like a hot beverage. So I will have a decaf from time to time. I don't know. Maybe I would. Are there gourmet decafs?
Dude, that's like buying a mocktail, an expensive
right.
mocktail.
Right. It's like drinking a craft beer with no alcohol in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they exist, but what's the point?
Speaking of that, like I didn't even like the taste of coffee or beer. You know, like when I was younger, like both tastes repulsed me. Coffee
initially.
Specifically, like yeah, when I first like had a beer when I was, you know, 13, you know, you take a sip of a beer
yeah.
and you're like, how do people possibly drink this? And then of course you just gain the taste of it because you just want to drink beer. Well, the coffee was the same thing for me.
But again, if you go to the non-alcoholic beer, you're still kind of like, really?
What's the point? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like I can drink 8 of these. Well, you realize quickly you're not drinking it for the taste.
Yeah, true. But like I would only drink coffee on the job site when it was cold, like not even in the yeah. summer. And then you just do that enough that you eventually gain a taste for it.
There was a time where I drank coffee with caffeine, and that's kind of the reason I did it too. I was working for the city, you know, and all the other guys would have the coffee break. Hey, you want a coffee? Yeah. And I just wanted to
fit in. I dare you to ask
them
for a hot chocolate. I dare you.
Could you get me a green tea, please?
Okay, buddy. I'll throw it right in your face.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
We just got a text message here from one of our listeners. And anytime you want to join the show, you can do that at 1-833-Taz and Jim.
Hey, did you guys catch the first episode of MILF Manor? We talked about this a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's the reality show, just like The Bachelor, but the twist is all the older women showed up first, and then later the son showed up, and turns out the sons will be dating the moms, and the moms will be dating the sons.
Right.
More or less.
And in the trailer, they make it seem like the sons didn't know they'd be dating the moms, and the moms didn't know they'd be dating the sons.
Yeah, yeah.
Not their sons, but the
competitors' sons.
The other MILF's sons
yes.
you're going on dates with. I got about 10 minutes into the first episode when the big unveiling came that it was the sons dating the moms. The acting was so bad. Like, it's so set up. There's no way the moms and the sons didn't know that they were both going to be on this show together.
True. Like, they obviously wouldn't have, you know, if you want to believe it, they wouldn't have known the name of the show. But you're going to honestly tell me your mom and you are talking. You're like, oh, I got cast for a reality show. When did you get cast? Oh, you got cast too? Oh, my God. When does filming start? September 1st. September 1st. Where are you going? Costa Rica? Me too. Like, you never, like,
all
come
right,
on.
Well, we'll see you in 6 months.
What are the odds? That's disappointing because the concept is hilarious.
Concept is very funny. And Jim, I know you're a big fan of Bachelor in Paradise. And
I thought you were going to say MILFs.
And MILFs. and this style of trash television.
Yeah.
But this is
that's
almost
disappointing.
This isn't trashy. It's just garbage.
Because it's just too fake.
It's pretty fake.
Aww.
Maybe if you get through a little more of the show, you'll be able to get into it. But it wasn't for me. Going to have to find my MILF content somewhere else.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
You know who may want to drain their hot tub water? This cop who was fired in Tennessee.
Dude, don't just, you got to sell that hot tub.
You may want to light your hot tub on fire.
Maybe the whole house, the whole property, get rid of it.
Have you heard of this scandal? An officer was fired in the Laverne Police Department, Tennessee. Not just one officer, five officers were fired, and three have been suspended without pay for being involved in what sounds like orgies.
I think so.
Yeah, there was girls gone wild hot tub parties being thrown by one female officer on the police force, and multiple officers were involved in these sex parties.
Not good.
Sometimes well on duty.
Whoa, uniformed up still?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Throw out all of their gear, all the handcuffs, all the police batons. You do not know where they have been.
At least sanitize the batons.
Put her in the dishwasher.
Yeah, the other thing about this story is the female officer who was involved in throwing these girls gone wild parties, married, claims to be in an open relationship, but apparently failed to tell her husband that.
Yeah, because he was like, I didn't know we were in an open relationship. But he also says he's going to stick by her side, though.
That's wild.
That's a brave man.
The husband is he's a park ranger and the son of a pastor. So maybe...
Doesn't believe in divorce, maybe?
Divorce is a sin.
And the gangbang is it? I'm sorry. If your husband's involved, then not a sin.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. I don't know what lesson he's trying to teach me here. I am open to it.
The only reason I feel bad for this female police officer involved, because if this would have happened 30 years ago, it would have been a headline in a newspaper one day, and then it would have been gone forever, you know, other than the small town she's from.
But the internet is forever.
Oh, boy. The meme machine is just going into overdrive with this girl's face everywhere.
Yeah, and the male officers.
They're in there, too, a little bit.
A little bit. They're not getting the criticism, and they're not getting the heat like she is.
She is a cheater, so I don't feel bad. But boy, oh boy, tough thing to be famous for. Unless OnlyFans?
OnlyFans. Hold on, don't burn the hot tub yet.
And speaking of the pastor's son, when God gives you lemons...
Is that what it says in the Bible?
When God gives you lemons, make lemonade.
You make lemonade.
That's what the hot tub was filled with.
It was filled with cop stew. Just a big old pot of police stew.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
This is for anyone who's worked retail, Jim.
Yeah, while working, have you ever had to confront or get physical with a customer before?
Reason we're thinking about this, a viral video. This is a Guitar Center, a music store in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And some belligerent drunk just went crazy, started threatening customers. And the staff members in the store drag this guy out. One of the staff members gets him down in a chokehold on the ground. This dude, on the way out the door, grabs an acoustic guitar and just starts smashing everything in the store. It's a wild scene.
Shirley, guitar. Get the guitar away. Sorry. All right, you're going to leave right now. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? You are leaving this store right now. Get up.
There you go. Good job, dude.
Nice. Because, as soon as that guy gets put in the chokehold, he's like, well, I'm not getting out here with guitar. Better smash it so nobody gets the guitar. Like, the guy's a piece of trash who's stealing it.
Would you step into a situation like that if you were working at a store, Jim, not making the greatest paycheck? Are you going to put your physical well-being in harm's way?
I do believe I would. It's easy to say, but there's one thing where if somebody had a gun and was pointing it at me and then said, give me all the money in the cash register, obviously not. That's not worth it.
Take it.
But if I'm so tired of shoplifters, it's getting worse. You keep seeing videos and videos of people just running into stores, grabbing a handful of whatever they can grab and running out. I think people are tired of it. The cops don't seem to be able to do anything about it. So yes, I think people are sick of it.
It's like those videos that we've seen over the past couple of years of the LCBO where a guy will go into the liquor store, fill up a cart, and then just dash for the exit. And sometimes,
not even dash.
Sometimes you'll see a security guard standing there, and even the security guard won't attempt to tackle the guy. And I think, I don't know, maybe they're told not to.
Mm-hmm. It's not worth it for them.
Right, but I don't know if I was working in this Guitar Center and this guy started swinging the guitar around, if I'd be the dude who puts him in a chokehold or the guy who says, I'll run into the back and call the police, guys. You look like you got this situation under control out front here.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone.
Yeah, you got him.
You got him. I'll go call the cops.
Let me find some rope and tie him up.
I'm helping too.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.